Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is Joe. I'm just checking in to let everyone know to get geared up for some E3 2014 coverage. We're going to be podcasting daily with our thoughts and impressions on what's been going or what will be going on during E3 on Monday and Tuesday. Also wanted to let everyone know about a new function that we've got on allrangemode.ca for instant feedback. So while you're watching E3, if you have anything you want us to touch on, or if you anything that you want read on the episode, just head over to allrangemode.ca and on this show thread of day zero, I guess we'll call it. Just put your thoughts in, and we'll address them on the show daily, and we'll get your feedback, and we'll get that all working out. In the meantime, I've got a quick re-edit. It's about 5 minutes long. This is our E3 hopes and predictions from back in April. So it's pretty entertaining. We're going to be doing a full recap of this next weekend. But it's going to be fun to go through the show knowing, maybe some redacteds that are going to be in the future. So we're looking forward to it. Hope you like the look of the new allrangemode.ca, and we really hope you use the instant feedback. It's right there. It's very easy to use. And so here we are. Give it a listen and enjoy.
All range mode.
All right.
Hey guys, guess what? Ooh. You know what I'm hoping for? This E3 2014 coming at you live June 10th to fucking 14th or something.
Well, bam!
Open world, Mirror's Edge 2, mountains and...
I want to hear some Final Fantasy 15 news. And I just want to hear more. I want to get a release date.
Mass Effect is not Mass Effect 4.
What's up, baby?
They're calling it 4 right now.
My hopes are Ribbit.
Ribbon.
Ribbit.
Is that we see more and more titles that are visually impressive, like as much as The Order 1886 and The Division. Twice as many leaves, twice as many grass blades.
What's the opposite of redacted?
Mass Effect prequel or anything Mass Effect. I'm hoping the prequel.
If you did a prequel, the humans were...
Shut your mouth.
I want to hear something from Nintendo that gets me excited about owning a Wii U.
Say something about either Star Fox or Metroid already.
Oh no!
Star Fox.
The lid gets blown off of the Halo 5 secrecy.
She's pain?
These guys are not fucking around. This is going to be what sells consoles. I promise you that.
Halo 5 is shown. Gameplay is shown. Blows my fucking mind. I have an Xbox One in my hands by 2015. Bundled Halo 5 console. It comes in white.
I want to hear some Half-Life 3 news.
That will not happen.
I'm quitting the podcast.
Bungie shows off compelling space travel mechanic, massive public events, no downside co-op, integrated flawlessly, best game of my life, explained the rumored expanding universe.
Mine goes back to the same thing as my second point, with the lid being blown off. I want that to happen with Battlefront. Battlefield, okay. Star Wars style.
What does that even mean?
DICE goes all out on Battlefront campaign mode. Well, raise the bar, compelling story.
You can straight up expect that game not come out.
Episode 7 Racer. Elder Scrolls has a single player game that's coming out.
Far Cry 4.
It will be fantastic.
Fallout 4. Any story is fine with me. It doesn't matter. It can be right after Fallout 3. I don't care.
November, it's out.
Zelda is actually sick. Rumors are accurate. GTA size teams. It's meant to rival like the big like Witcher fucking Skyrim. Like it's Nintendo has to be in the building to show off Zelda or nobody will care.
Right. I agree with you. I just want a great holiday season of games. Like, I want something this year that's gonna be nuts.
Those are our hopes. Thanks for listening. We have our predictions.
Predictions!
Rubber bar.
Yeah, we're gonna be held a little bit more accountable for these results here. These are things that you think will actually happen. And again, we're gonna hold each other accountable.
A new Nintendo handheld is announced.
Oh my
god. Actually,
wow.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It is very good.
So what's your prediction? Zelda Wii U, just some more firm details on it, maybe a date.
PlayStation Now, slightly less appealing than expected. The cost, the launch content, or the launch date.
So I think that Microsoft is going to announce a partnership with the developer for a new AAA IP.
Oh.
They're going to have a solid partnership with somebody new, a new exciting game.
Worthwhile PlayStation Plus games come out.
That has to be the safest.
Redacted.
There'll be a release date for the Steam machine.
Xbone to be sold without Kinect by Christmas.
Woo, I'm buying it.
Kukabloom.
You are getting so redacted on that.
The white one that comes out?
Why?
It's so possible. Pivotal that they sell Kinect with every system.
Kinect is too deeply integrated into the Xbox interface already.
Absolutely.
At this point.
Getting rid of it.
I'll bet you $5.
I will bet you any amount of
$5.
Let's shake on it. Let's shake. Forget the high five. Shake on it.
$5.
$5. Wow. Buy Christmas. You'll be able to buy an Xbox One without Kinect attached.
All right. $5.
Woo!
Halo 5 version white
Just that the Microsoft press conference is actually going to be good. Very, very good.
Like, no.
I call it the prediction of the fours. Far Cry 4, Fallout 4.
Both announced?
You think they're both going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're right. But
Google Chrome
there
integrated
will be
in
another console announcement that you've never heard of, and it'll be Android-based.
Call launch window fatigue. Too many announced games. No room for new bombs.
Your prediction is that there's not going to be news.
Yeah.
Nintendo will be a no-show once again. Side note, no new Zelda or Smash Brothers to be released until the
Smack
if you were getting fucked up already, you're screwed now.
Wow, I'm kind of into it.
So Nintendo will not have a press conference. They're going to do their own Nintendo Direct thing.
I'm saying number two, Xbox One keeps getting better as it is.
I'll tell you right now, if they release a Halo 5 bundle, it is not going to be without the without the Kinect in it. It's going to be in it.
More news on Project Morpheus / Oculus Rift.
No more than 5 minutes of VR content.
PlayStation Now will launch late summer, probably July or August, with a $19.99 per month fee, or with rentals for $5 or $6, and it's probably going to be like a time-based thing, like you get it for a certain 3 days, 72 hours or something.
It's Star Wars Battlefront. It's coming out in 2014!
You guys gonna like this one. Ouya 2 will be announced.
Oh!
Clear winner for Game of Show. We'll all agree. Hopefully it's Zelda.
Here we go. Shadow Complex 2.
We're not going to see Halo 5 released by the end of this year. Halo 2 Anniversary is what they're going to be focusing on to buy more time for development for Halo 5.
Of course, if you agree or disagree, I definitely need to hear that shit. All right, guys. So again, we'll catch up with you tomorrow after day one of E3. We got Ubisoft, EA, Sony, and Microsoft all presenting tomorrow, so that's going to be pretty exciting. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. All Range Mode out.
Microsoft will not only not realize
what do you
that,
think they're going to triple down on fucking Kinect?
Absolutely.
They haven't learned their goddamn lesson yet?
Absolutely.